How to overcome laziness? What happens with laziness is that, again, someone is satisfying your hunger. Okay? If someone is satisfying your hunger and you're satisfied with someone satisfying your hunger, laziness will come. Right? The only way laziness will step out is when you have a major problem. Why laziness? For example, the school has organized a picnic. Okay? Would you be lazy not going there? Ah, it's okay, man. Today let me sit. I'm lazy. Forget it. You won't. Because you have the interest. So if the interest is there, laziness steps aside. So find the interest of whatever you want to do, which you think is made you lazy. When you know the interest of doing why, laziness will step aside. Right? So what you got to do is, when you feel that I'm lazy, but then it's okay to be lazy once in a while. Hey, today I want to relax, man. Relax. That's not, it's not laziness. But then when you become lazy for a long term, as your friend said, it becomes a habit. Right? And when the laziness becomes a habit, you're asking for trouble. Because why? You're not improving. You're not growing. And when you don't grow, after some time, they call this guilt begins to come. I had this whole life, I didn't do anything, and I'm guilty about it. That's why many fathers, you see, they're very guilty about life. Right? Because they think, oh, I could have done this, I didn't do it, now I'm messed up the life. Right? So laziness is all about finding the interest for what you love. And when you start doing that, laziness will step aside. Right? Did I answer the question?